Well, if you are between the age of 15 and 24 in the GTA, chances are you've had a tough time landing a summer job. In July, Canada's youth unemployment rate jumped to 14.2%, the highest it's been outside the pandemic years since 2012. Timothy Lang is the president and CEO of Youth Employment Services, or YES. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Molly. Good to be here with a fellow Saskatchewaner.
Oh, I didn't know you're from Saskatchewan. There we go, Timothy. That's our connection point.
Yeah.
It seems like your organization I saw is called YES, Employers Not Saying Yes to Students, to Young People Getting These First Jobs. What's going on here?
Yeah, it's been a difficult time. I mean, we've been around our organization since 1968, so we've seen all of the highs and lows, and we've seen this before, but the difference is there's two things that are unique. Typically the highs and lows come with a recession or downturns in the economy. But right now we've seen an influx of about 1.1 million new Canadians, which we know long term can have a beneficial effect on the economy. You know, more people creating more, more businesses, more opportunities, and more spending to current businesses. But the short term impact has been a lot of these new Canadians are young and the competition for the jobs has been very, very fierce.
So retail, food sector, are those your main spots?
For a lot of young people, those entry level opportunities are the difficult ones. And then the second factor, which is a bit confusing, we know that the federal government allows temporary foreign workers for agricultural industries or certain manufacturing industries because those are jobs that no one else seems to want, so they bring them in. That's fine. But they've allowed 100,000 extra temporary foreign workers to come into the retail and hospitality industry at lower wages. And so that's, made the competition even more fierce. And then on top of that, the traditional economy should work that if you can't find employees, you kind of increase your wages and you'll attract them. But this is sort of countering that as well.
So those temporary foreign workers are working that same retail job. They will get paid a lower rate?
Yeah, they'll get paid minimum wage. But we saw, in certain areas, if you remember in Alberta, when they couldn't even find enough staff for Tim Hortons, so they increased the hourly wage to, $25, even mm-hmm. close to $30. And of course, they then suddenly got the staff. And that's the way it's supposed to work. But this is sort of hurting that situation.
And you're saying that, Canadian students, people that have grown up in this country, know the culture, know, the nuances of dealing with customers, for example, are still getting etched out here.
Yeah, it's been difficult just because of that competition.
Hmm. You work with youth. How do they describe, being out there handing out resumes and what people are telling them?
Yeah, we see, we've been based out of Toronto, but we deal with partners across the country and we serve over 15,000 youth a year. So we really get the pulse of youth and we're getting more of them to us because we have free services that, guarantee them a job, close to 90% success rate. But we still hear when they come to us that some have been looking for 2 months, 4 months, 6 months. Some have university degrees, some do not. So we hear all of the stories and it's been very difficult. And the other thing that's disheartening is that we know that anyone who has a barrier to employment anyways, be it economic barrier or a new Canadian education barrier or a mental health disability, we know that their rate of unemployment is even higher than the national average. So they're even finding it just that much harder.
So what makes, someone that comes to you, more successful in landing that job than, maybe another person?
Well, when they come to us or organizations like ours right across the country, because they're free organizations in every city, so there are solutions that can really help youth looking for work. We provide, free job training, job counseling, and then we have a team that then finds them work because sometimes youth don't even know where to look. They just look on Indeed or in the paper. But we've got all these organizations like YES or others across, GTA or across the country have their own job boards. And we have partners with, thousands and thousands of businesses, so jobs that they haven't thought of. So there are jobs out there, but it's just, you've got to either work with organizations like ours or do that extra, due diligence to find them.
What are the underutilized sectors that young people may not be thinking of, but it's like there are jobs here?
Yeah. I mean, there still are jobs in retail and hospitality, but because of the competition, sometimes youth have to travel you know, right across the city, an hour commute. And even though that extra TTC or transportation costs adds up, so it's difficult. But so there still are jobs there. There are also jobs in different areas that people hadn't thought of, you know, be it manufacturing, sometimes plants or the big, you know, warehousing. So they're all over. And, of course, for long term, there's obviously lots of, as we know, lots of opportunity in areas like the trades or like your former guest said, personal support, health workers, lots of opportunity. There takes some training to do that. Mm-hmm. But organizations like YES provides that training or can direct them to places where they can get that and, you know, establish long-term careers.
What do you worry about long-term here?
Well, I'm always hopeful. You know, Canada is still a great country and we've seen this before. So I'm optimistic that we'll come out of this. But, you know, if it does persist, we know that there's something called, it's evidence-based, something called scarring, where youth who have a difficult time finding a job, it can have a long-term effect on them for their life. And the data shows that they earn sometimes 10 to 15% less for the remainder of their career.
How much? 10?
It can be as much as 10 to 15%. So
wow.
That's why, you know, again, it's so important for not only, you know, youth to seek services like YES or others, but also the, you know, the governments to help ensure that there are programs. So the provincial government, thankfully, has been very supportive. In fact, the Ford government and Minister Pacini just announced more funding for the Skills Development Fund, which will, when it's done, allow opportunities in lots of new areas to create jobs. So that's great. But we need other levels of government to step up and not pull back.
So, Timothy, let me ask, you know, I have about a minute here. So if, you know, as your assertion that there's newcomers, temporary foreign workers that get a better deal in these jobs, and so they get in oftentimes, they compete or you know, out-compete the natural-born Canadians here, does there need to be different regulation then or something that needs to change to balance that out?
Yeah, I mean, we've got, you know, an influx of Canadians, so the new Canadians and even refugees, they're allowed to work, so that's fine with mm-hmm. the people who are born here. So all of them competing, that's normal. The temporary foreign workers, they know that they're only here for that job and then to leave. So that's why I'm not sure why it was allowed to have 100,000 extra temporary foreign workers, which are normally, again, just for agricultural sectors mm-hmm. and some manufacturing. I'm not sure if it should be allowed in the retail and hospitality. So that is, you know, new news to me, that which we're looking into. The other parts, the influx of new Canadians, you know, that's just probably a new challenge that we're going to have to deal with. And, mm-hmm. and with more, you know, support, we can. Because, as I say, long term, it should help our economy. Economists say that.
Yeah, for sure. And we want everyone to succeed just to figure out a way to do that as our economy is changing.
Exactly.
Timothy, great to have you here today.
Thanks, Molly. Appreciate it.
Timothy Lang is the president and CEO of Youth Employment Services.